I would welcome, apart from the group, that anybody who is available would come and look at a site proposed and a woodland of 400-year-old with wildlife, bats, and a whole conservation area of Remelton. This wood is only about 100 metres from town. There would be customary rights over it because it has been open to the residents and the wider general public for generations, and nobody ever has been obstructed. And I think it is impossible to believe that there's no alternative to such a wood as that, where all our planning regulations guarantee protection for these kind of high amenity areas. And therefore, out of concern, I would like to think that with a county with 500,000 hectares, that why Signal and Culture gets involved in controversies like this and in fact confront the general public, as will happen in this case.
Now, these plans have already been passed by and board Planalla. Would you be hopeful then that if it did generate a good enough interest, it would have an impact on this?
Well, I think no matter what anybody would say and judge, as I say, anybody who looks at planning like I have done myself, I cannot understand how planning and Parks and Wildlife, Antasca, Heritage Council, as referred to by Board Planalla, who I have written to and has a reply back from them. From the tone of their letter, I feel they can't believe themselves that this was actually allowed by council and by planning.